call the regular meeting back to order, and I will pass it to the board secretary to call the roll for them.
Director Ford, are you present? Director Ford, you're muted. I see him, but maybe he just can't hear me, so I'm going to come back to him. Director Planbeck, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Director Bronstein, are you present?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Atkins, are you present?
Present.
Director Oskohoski, are you present?
Present.
Director Cooper, are you present?
Present.
Director Colley, are you present?
I'm here.
Director Kelly, are you present?
My ceiling and I are present.
Thank you. Director Armitage, are you present?
Present.
Director Ford, are you present? You know what, I see you, so it's okay. You're still muted, so I'm just gonna mark you in because I can see you. Vice President Gladbeck, are you present?
Present.
Vice President Mortensen, are you present?
Present.
And President Martin, I see that you are present. Back to you.
Yes. All right, that is, we move to item 14 for closed session announcements. Mr. Bowen, please.
Mr. President, members of the board met in closed session to discuss under section 54956.9 of the government code to discuss the two items in the agenda, and no reportable action was taken under the Brown Act.
Thank you, Mr. Bowen. April, do you see any hands raised for public comment?
I do not.
Very good. We can move to item 15, director request for approval for event attendance. Do we have any director requests for event attendance? Not likely, since there are no events to attend. So with that, we can move to item 16, requests for future agenda items. Do we have any requests for future agenda items? And we have Director Colley's hand go up and Director Planbeck. So we'll take Director Colley's hand one up first. Go ahead, Director Colley.
Yeah, just real quick, I'd like to see in a couple of months an item where the full board can discuss the redistricting that we're going to have to do by next April. The data is not going to be available for a few months now again, but I want to make sure that we're prepared to do that and have a plan for hiring a demographer and all that kind of thing.
Very good. Noted. Director Planbeck, I think you were next.
No, I had two items. I'm wondering if there could be a presentation for the benefit of new board members about the Devil's Den Irrigation District and our involvement in it and why it's happening and et cetera. And I'm fine with it just if it's just like a general manager's report or something where people can ask questions, but I think it would be helpful to everyone to review that. And the other question I had was, I know that there was a request at the last meeting to have a way to record committee meetings. And you know, because not all of us are on all the committees, I just think that would be so helpful to have recordings of them. And someone said that it was expensive, and I'm wondering if there could be a presentation on how expensive it is.
All right, we've taken that under consideration, and we've gone through with IT, and we've gone through with the administrative section, the idea that we could easily do recordings while we're on the Zoom platform, but once we go back to live meetings, and hopefully we will, that's a whole different matter. And so if you'd like a presentation on that, I suppose we can go ahead and do it.
Yeah, thank you.
Director Armitage, you have your hand up.
Thank you. So my question actually piggybacks nicely on Director Plumbeck's question. Just a little observation. Before I became a board member, I attended the in-person meetings for quite a while, and my observation was that it was always the same three or four members of the public who showed up to the meetings and participated. And it seems to me that since the meetings were moved onto the Zoom platform, there's been an increase in public participation, which in my opinion is a really good thing. Even if people just listen in and don't even comment, I think it's good for public to know more about what's happening with the water agency that serves them. So my question is I'm wondering if we can evaluate the possibility of, after we resume in-person meetings as board members, if we can continue to offer some type of platform to allow the public to still participate remotely. So for people who want to listen in but maybe have to put dinner on the table or put their kids to bed, they can still listen in and get the information that they may be interested in. Thank you.
Very good. We'll take it under consideration. Director Kelly, you got a question.
President Martin, a couple meetings ago I had general conversation regarding a future agenda item and the contract at Central Park, and I've heard nothing from anybody. So once again, I'm requesting some communication.
RJ, that's the contract for what? No, I think there was some
Central
noise.
Park.
Okay, so you asked, I believe at that time you asked to revisit the lease agreements to see if we could tighten up the language specifically to address possible future memorial installations. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. We will revisit that. I think we looked at it and thought that there was not a need to do that, but we'd only anticipate any future requests, but we'll revisit that question and get back to you.
Yeah, communication is always good.
Yeah, okay. BJ. Director Ed.
Thank you. When it's appropriate and when it's time, and I'll leave that to Mr. Byrne and Bunn, I would like for us to take up what staff is doing with regard to preparing for further sandblasting work on tanks. I just want to understand what's going on. Maybe it should be something that's taken up by committee first, engineering or something, but I would like to understand how we might influence policy going forward so we can learn from this and distance ourselves from any liability going down the road, because I'm apprehensive, frankly, that this whole situation might get pretty ugly. It may not drag us into it, but it might get pretty ugly ultimately. Thank you.
All right, thank you, BJ. I have a feeling there might be some sensitivity about that while this thing is in dispute, but Your request is noted. So, all right. I don't see any other hands raised for this.
President
request.
Martin, it does appear that Director Armitage has her hand up.
She does, yes. Director Armitage, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're muted, Director Armitage.
Thank you. It seems my virtual hand is invisible.
I know.
Or it's blending into my background, so. I wanted to ask you, how do I get follow-up on the issue of the communication with the school, since all of the Hart District students are going back shortly? And I know I had asked about that, and Mr. Stone had mentioned that he would communicate with the communications team about that and report back to engineering and operations, but I haven't seen any communication about that. So how do I find out that out?
I can just have Kathy send you, sorry, video's off. I can have Kathy send you kind of a summary of the communications that we have done.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And just quickly, without getting into an agenda item, but I think I can get away with it. I've noticed LA County Public Health is actually running ads too about when businesses return, here's things to look at, with pretty good linkage to CDC guidance for avoiding Legionella and other problems. So I was glad to see we're not the only information channel out there providing that heads up. In fact, it popped up in my own social media this past weekend. I thought, aha. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good to see the sun is still up at Basket Rocks. All right. April, do we have any public comments on the request for future agenda items?
We do not.
Very good. Then I believe we can move to item 17 and announce that this is a record-setting meeting for 2021. I think we finished under 3 hours, I think probably for the first time. So thank you all, and have a good evening, and we'll see you at the next committee meeting or board meeting.
Happy birthday, Dan Mortensen.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Yes.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.